This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. It's almost year-end, and it makes one think back about 2021. I would say that most are thinking poorly about the year that's about to end, and many may very well be singing Good Riddance come Friday night for obvious reasons. 2021, well, the gorilla in the room is COVID once again, followed closely by water. As far as COVID, as we head into the new year, we have a new variant, Omicron. Our state epidemiologists are predicting a dark winter for Oregon, as the new variant will undoubtedly sweep through all the communities in our state. Sound familiar? Well, it should. I could be talking about the end of 2020 and COVID-19 then. That was before the Delta variant came about, and we're still talking about lockdowns and restrictions. We've been fortunate that our illustrious governor has remained quiet about any further restrictions or lockdowns. Probably tired from her trip to the climate change conference a month ago. Nevertheless, we should all give thanks she's sitting on her hands this time. Any decision she makes will be detrimental to business and, of course, our personal freedoms. COVID will probably be around next year when we start talking about 2023, I'm sure. 2021, water is, of course, the biggest story of the year, or lack thereof. Well, it's another pathetic performance by our governor. We all know the federal government is dictating the water cutoff because of the endangered sucker and salmon, but a recent Oregon court decision basically declared the water stored in Upper Klamath Lake as state water property. If we had a governor that cared about Southern Oregon at all, she'd claim the water is Oregon's and fight it out in court over reductions to our farmers. At the same time, find a sympathetic judge to order water deliveries as usual while the court case progresses. But we have great organizations here in the basin, and I'm sure they did everything they could to fight the issue. Mostly over the last year, I worry about our ag and our ranch communities, our local business owners, and overall the community as a whole. You know, our community health is directly connected to water for irrigation, and when that is cut off, well, it's like amputating the heart out of our community. Timber, by and large, is gone. The COVID pandemic has wiped out a bunch of our local businesses, restaurants, and retailers. You know, if we have a repeat performance of 2021, as far as the water is concerned, or lack thereof, there may be no path left to recovery as 2023 looms. But as always, I remain optimistic that Klamath will survive as it has for many, many years. Let's hope I'm right on that. Happy New Year to you and your family. Better things are ahead. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.